Welcome to issue 9 of your news, Winter 2024. Front cover. Image: tenants Fiona, Alan, Sandra, Carl, Carlena, and John are stood together inside and they are all smiling. There is a white wall with bunting hanging behind them. Alan is helping to hold the Roots Network art, which has their hand prints on it in different colors in a circle on a white background with blue around the edges. Headline, also in this issue: Keeping Your Home Warm and Safe, page 7. Our creative competition winners, pages 8 and 9. Can you spot the socks? Enter the competition on page 10. Image, socks. Page 2. Welcome to your news. This issue of your news is packed full of interesting stories, updates, and the tenant annual review. Image, Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. He is stood outside and smiling, wearing a blue jumper and shirt. Les shares his introduction to the spring edition of your news. We had a great time together with our tenants and support providers in Leeds at our Food Do You Think You Are event. Everyone enjoyed sharing stories with each other about their backgrounds and favorite foods. Read more about the event on page 1 in Lilac News. On pages 14 and 15 you can read all about our customer promises. They tell you how we improve our services and keep your home safe and well maintained. We are pleased that antisocial behavior cases and complaints have gone down since our last report. If you have any worries about behavior around your home, please get in touch with us. Our contact details are on page 6. We wish you all the best for 2025. Les Warren, RWP Managing Director. Virtual Hub Update. Our virtual hub group met in September, and it was great to see so many people at the meeting. We spoke about the Tenant Annual Review 2023-24 and tenants shared their thoughts about the review. Tenants told us the changes they would like to see happen to help make the review easier to understand, things they would like to see more of, and things they find interesting in the review. What happens at the Virtual Hub Group? The Virtual Hub Group is your chance to meet other tenants and have a chat. Image, socks. The meetings last an hour, and we would love to see more people at our next event. Come along and say hi. You can join our Microsoft Teams meeting on your computer, mobile app, or room device. If you need help with setting yourself up on Microsoft Teams, please ask your support worker or contact the customer voice team on 0333320455 or send an email to community@progressgroup.org.uk. We will put a reminder on Facebook when the next meeting is. Make sure you follow our Facebook page for news and updates. Look for Reside with Progress. We will also share a reminder on our website, www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Page 3. You said, we did. What you thought of your tenant annual review. Your tenant annual review tells you about how well we are doing and what we are doing to make things better. We want to make sure your tenant annual review is interesting and easy to understand, so we shared it with you at your virtual hub meetings to see what you thought. Tenants share feedback. Tenants Simon and Michael shared that they are interested in customer promises. They would like more tenant stories included in the tenant annual review so they can learn about examples of keeping homes safe and well maintained. Tenants also shared that they have been experiencing issues with accessing website pages via the QR code provided in the newsletter. Tenants shared examples of sentences in the tenant annual review which are either too long or confusing, as well as words that they do not understand. Tenant Michael shared his feedback. Image: Michael is sat at his desk, with his laptop open. He is smiling and wearing a black shirt. Tenant Simon shared his feedback. Image: Simon is stood up and he is smiling. There is a white wall behind him. He is wearing a black suit jacket and white shirt and has his arms crossed. Tenants shared that it is important that images are simple, clear, and not too busy, so they can easily see what the image is showing. Improving the tenant annual review. Image: the first two pages of the tenant annual review 2023-24. We made the following changes to the Tenant Annual Review 2023-24. QR code, we have included the website address to read about how we are doing. Wording, we have shortened some long phrases and cut out some wording. Images, we changed an image about homes. We took out the people in it. Font color, we have changed light-colored text on a dark background in tables to blue text on a green background. You can find out more about how we are doing as your landlord here, www.residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us. Page 4. New homes for our tenants in Surrey. Image, socks. Image, tenants Eleanor, Emma, Lindsay are sat on the sofa inside their home and they are all smiling. Eleanor is wearing a purple top, Emma and Emma are both wearing black tops, and Lindsay is wearing a blue top with a Disney character print. Our new supported living home in Surrey was fitted with new carpets and decorated before tenants Emma, Eleanor, Emma, and Lindsay moved in. Tenants are happy with their new home. Emma, Eleanor, Emma, and Lindsay have known each other since meeting at school and are extremely happy with their new home. Support staff from Enhance Able will be supporting tenants. RWP housing officer, Louise, supported the tenants with moving in. It is incredibly rewarding to see new tenants move into the new supported living home in Surrey. This isn't just about providing a place to stay, it's about offering a safe, supportive environment where our tenants can thrive, build independence, and feel truly at home. Each new tenant brings something special, contributing to a strong, caring home. The young ladies have been friends for a long time and get on really well. This is their first time moving away from their family, and although a little apprehensive, they are delighted with their new home and the independence this will give them, says Louise. Decorating rooms. Tenants were given access to their home a few weeks before they moved in so they could personalize their rooms and decorate in the colors of their choice. Emma, Eleanor, Emma, and Lindsay enjoyed getting their rooms ready and making them their own. Image, one of the tenants' bedrooms. There is a bed with white duvet cover and a grey desk with a wooden chair. There is also shelves on the wall filled with books and things that the tenant owns. Page 5. Support staff update. Image, newspaper graphic image with the word news on it. Welcome to support staff news. A page dedicated to everyone involved in our tenants' care and support. Here we will share with you tips, guidance, and information to help keep our homes safe for our tenants. Working in partnership with you is important to us. If you have any queries or suggestions for what you would like us to cover, please get in touch. You can call us on 0333320265 or drop us an email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Fire safety. We are sharing guidance on fire safety, including a checklist on fire safety plans and measures to help reduce fire risk in the home you work in. Checklist for fire safety. Tick, ensure evacuation plans are in place and the plan is visible in your property for all staff and tenants. Tick, inform tenants about the escape plan in event of a fire and carry out fire drills regularly, simulating a nighttime evacuation. Tick, personal emergency evacuation plans, PEEPs, and all person-centered fire risk assessments, PCFIs, must be in place for each tenant. Tick, check that any fire safety equipment supplied in the property that is supplied by RWP or your company is in working order and raise any necessary repairs promptly. You can do this online, if not an emergency, or by phone. What you can do to reduce fire risk. Close doors, keep fire doors and inside doors closed at night as they are designed to hold back flames, heat and smoke and stop a fire from spreading. Fire door checklist. Tick, please check all fire doors regularly, at least monthly. Tick, keep a record and please report any faults or repairs required to fire doors by contacting your housing officer. Tick, check that the door closes fully into the frame, and the door and its closer, if applicable, are not damaged. Check for any large gaps under doors. Smoke alarms, please check the smoke detectors regularly, and we advise, this is done monthly. We will service all detectors annually and change them if required. If the battery fails or the detector loses power, it should give out a high-pitched beeping noise to alert you and your colleagues. If you hear this noise, please let us know. Clear exits. Keep communal areas tidy and exits clear to allow you and the tenants to exit the property quickly and safely. Check communal areas and exits on a regular basis. Appliances. Turn off and unplug electrical appliances unless they are designed to be left on, such as the freezer. If you notice any faults with household appliances, please let us know as soon as possible. Flagging any risks. If you have any concerns around potential fire risk at the property, please contact your housing officer. You can find the list of our housing officers on the RWP website. www.residewithprogress.org.uk/support-providers-hub. Let us know what you would like to be updated on. Page 6. What to do if you are feeling down or stressed. Image: a man is stood outside, and he is wearing a grey shirt and holding a takeaway coffee cup. There is a white and black house behind him and green plants. You are not alone if have you felt down or stressed. Finding ways to relax and spend time with others can help. Here are some top tips for keeping well. Graphic image, coffee cup. Doing different things away from your home is good for your mental health. You could go on a walk in the park, meet up with a friend for coffee. Avoid coffee if you are feeling stressed. Graphic image, a person sat cross-legged and holding arms up, stretching. Moving more can help you to feel more positive, sleep better, and stay healthy. Exercises in your chair at home are good for your health and can help to make you stronger. Graphic image, two people talking to each other. Speaking about any worries or problems with family and friends can help. They may be able to listen and help you. Support and helplines. It is important to know where you can go for help if you are worried about how you are feeling. You can talk to your support worker about how you are feeling. There are mental health charities and organizations that can help. Here are some helplines you can call if you need support. Samaritans. This organization offers support about how you are feeling. Samaritans are open all day, every day. Call 116123. It is free to call them. Mind. It has an information line you can call and you can have your questions answered about mental health conditions and where to get help. Call Mind on 0300 123 3393. Image, socks. Page 7. Keeping your home warm and safe. Keeping your home warm and safe during the winter months is important. Here are some top tips. Graphic image, door. Gaps on your windows and doors. When you are trying to keep your house warm, the last thing you will want is for heat to escape and for cold air to get in. If you can feel cold air coming in around your windows and doors, speak to your housing officer. Graphic image, water droplets on windows. Dealing with condensation. Condensation is when water vapor turns into liquid. Water vapor can be found on the outside of cold glasses and the warm side of windows. If you spot condensation on a surface, wipe it down with a dry, clean cloth or towel. Image, socks. Graphic image, radiators. Boiler, ask your support worker or a family member to check your heating to make sure that it is in the right setting and working properly. If you have a combi boiler, check that it is set for hot water and heating. Graphic image, smoke detector. Checking smoke detectors. We will service all detectors once a year and will replace detectors when required. If the battery fails or the detector loses power, it should give out a high-pitched beeping noise to alert you. If this noise happens, speak to your support worker or contact us. Our contact details are on page 16. Page 8. Creative competition winners. Image, stars. Thank you to everyone who entered the creative competition, Living Your Best Life. We were blown away by the entries. Huge efforts were put in by everyone who entered and we received fantastic entries, including artwork, poetry, and creative garden projects. Winners. Congratulations to the winners. All of our winners will receive a voucher in the post. First prize, £30 shopping voucher. Second prize, £20 shopping voucher. Third prize, £15 shopping voucher. Here are some of the amazing entries from our tenants. Poetry. First place. Our tenant Michael from Darwen has written a lovely poem about what supported living means to him. Here is Michael's poem. Present. Somewhere an idea was formed. To help disabled people live. Independently. The idea became a success and many years later the idea was all over the UK. It had become that successful. It grew and grew, many were helped through progress as a result. Lives will continue to be improved for many years to come. The staff take anything that is thrown at them and improve that person's life, even if at the time they cannot see it. Creative work. Here is tenant Margaret's wonderful painting. First place. My work represents that I feel comfy living here. My painting makes me feel good and represents a good day, says Margaret. Image, Margaret's painting of houses, green trees, a bridge over water. Our tenant Karen from one of our supported living homes in Durham submitted her amazing painting. Second place. My painting is the view from my window. I wanted to share with everyone how nice my community is. I am blind in one eye and only have 20% sight in the other, but can still enjoy the beautiful view every morning, says Karen. Image, Karen painting. It has green trees, blue, grey. Page 9. One of our tenants in Rutland has turned a shed into a pub with the support of staff from Rutland House Community Trust. Third place. Tenants living here in Rutland like to socialise, so this pub creation has enabled them to have somewhere to spend time together and relax. We've already had karaoke nights, it's a real asset, says Denise, support manager at IHC Trust. Image, tenant NIC is stood inside the pub and is smiling and waving. He is wearing a blue t-shirt. Photography. Our tenant Melvin captured this fantastic photo of a flower. First place. Photography helps me to concentrate. Nature and the outdoors give me comfort. For this photo, I used a macro lens to create an abstract flower image using color and texture, says Melvin. Our tenant Ian captured a lovely photo of flowers. Second place. These are the beautiful flowers that I planted in my garden. They make me feel full of joy. I hope you like my photo, says Ian. Image, Ian's photo of flowers. They are pink and orange. Our tenant Diamond captured this brilliant photo of a special celebration cake. Image, a chocolate cake with chocolate buttons on top. It says, Happy 40th birthday, in icing on the cake. Page 10. Competitions. Image, socks. Spot the socks competition. How many pairs of socks can you find in this issue? Write to us at the Leeds address, see back page, or email us at community@progressgroup.org.uk by the 25th of January 2025. Write the number of pairs of socks you have spotted, your name, address and telephone number to enter the prize draw and you could win a £10 voucher. Winners from the last issue. The winners of the Count the Wheelbarrows prize draw is Howard from Preston. The winner of the Spot the Difference is Sarah from Hessel. Congratulations on each winning a £10 voucher. Image, gold trophy and stars. Page 11. Your rent. Rent increase. In 2025 your rent will go up. We will let you know how much extra it will be. Image, coins. Rent review. RWP is your landlord. Rent is money paid to RWP. The money pays for your home and any repairs to it. It also includes service charges as well. Every year the rent you pay to us will be reviewed. This only happens once a year, no more. Image, magnifying glass. Graphic images, a building with a wheelchair ramp. A man is going up the ramp sat in his wheelchair, a van with RWP logo, green trees. Page 13. What your rent pays for. Graphic image, boiler. Repairs to your home, where we are responsible for repairs to your home. We spent over £2 million on repairing and maintaining homes. If you live in a house or flat that we do not own, so we lease it from the owner and rent it to you, the property owner may be responsible for carrying out repairs to your home. Graphic image, crane and a building site. Building new homes, we spent £40 million on building new homes. Graphic image, a building with a magnifying glass over the top. Health and safety, where we are responsible for health and safety checks to your home. We spent over £2 million on making sure homes are safe with checks for gas, electric and fire safety. Graphic image, boiler. Saving energy in your home. For homes where we are responsible for repairs and maintenance, we spent over £600,000 on things like insulation and new boilers to help save energy. Your rent does not pay for. Graphic image, people talking to each other. Your support worker, the person who helps you with the day-to-day support in your home. Graphic image, a house and a calculator. Some bills, such as broadband, food bills or furniture and appliances that belong to you. Graphic image, a street light, a tree, a bench. Public space, your local council manages public roads, pavements, and open spaces. Graphic image, sofa. Personal items, you are responsible for things like your own appliances, carpets, and furniture. Service charges. Where we provide services to you, we collect a service charge from you. This is a weekly charge and may cover things like cleaning, gardening, white goods, like cookers and washing machines, and heat and lighting in shared areas. For more information on your service charges or if you want to know what service charges are included in your rent, ask your housing officer or contact us on 0333320275. Image. Two gardeners are watering the plants and trimming a hedge. Tell us what you think about your rent. We would like to know what you think of the rent setting process. Call 0333320275, email us or use our live chat on the website. Help available. Let us know if you need help with money, debt, bills, or well-being. Page 14. Image. Snow is on the building and on the ground, trees, an RWP van. A building with a wheelchair ramp, a man is going up the ramp sat in his wheelchair, a van with RWP logo, green trees. A woman wearing a blue coat is shoveling snow and a man wearing a blue shirt and trousers is fixing a broken fence. Our customer promises. Homes. We promise to keep your homes well maintained and safe. Image, house. Graphic image, house with a tick inside it. 99.98% of our homes meet the decent home standard. Graphic image, fire extinguisher. 99.7% of our homes have had a fire safety check. Graphic image, light switch. Most of our homes are above average for energy efficiency. Graphic image, boiler. All our homes have had a gas safety check. 2%. Amount of surplus money we invest back in our homes. Graphic image, house. 7 out of 10 tenants told us that their home is safe. Graphic image, house and a wrench tool. 7 out of 10 tenants told us that their home is well maintained. Page 15. Communities and neighborhoods. We promise to work with you and other agencies to keep your community and neighborhood safe and well maintained. Image, trees. 5.4% amount of surplus money we invest back in our homes and new development. Graphic image, people shouting. 5 in 1,000 homes had a case of antisocial behavior. Graphic image, hand is holding cloth which is cleaning. 4 out of 5 tenants feel that we keep communal areas clean and well maintained. Graphic image, two houses with a tick above them. 5 out of 10 tenants feel that we make a positive contribution to neighborhoods. Graphic image, arrows pointing between two people, with a third person above them. 5 out of 10 tenants are happy with how we deal with antisocial behavior. Culture. We promise to be respectful and supportive at all times and involve you in improving services. Image, a heart. Graphic image, a house and an unhappy face. We received 13 complaints per 1,000 homes. Graphic image, a speakerphone. 6 out of 10 are satisfied that their views are listened and acted upon. Graphic image, a happy face and a tick. 8 out of 10 tenants agree that they are treated fairly and with respect. Graphic image, a person reading a leaflet. 5 out of 10 tenants are satisfied that they are kept informed about things that matter to them. If you would like to read more about our targets, our trends, and the sector average compared to other housing associations in the UK, visit our website at residewithprogress.org.uk/about-us. You can also read about our tenant satisfaction measures. Page 16. Other versions of this newsletter. A high contrast version. Download a high contrast PDF of the newsletter. The colors have been changed to help people view the images and text. A screen reader friendly version. Download a screen reader friendly version, which can be used with screen reader applications. You can get these versions from our website, https://www.residewithprogress.org.uk/your-home/your-newsletter. Useful addresses and telephone numbers. Write to us at RWP, Sumner House, 21 King Street, Leyland, Lancashire, PR252LW. Opening hours. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Telephone 0333320275. Website www.residewithprogress.org.uk. Email rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. Repairs. To report a non-emergency repair, go to www.residewithprogress.org.uk. If you have questions, you can live chat with us on our website, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leeds office. Lilac Tenants, New Pudsey Court, 101 Bradford Road, Pudsey, Leeds, LS286AT. Office opening hours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lilac Tenants, for repairs, please call 03452416041 and press 1. Unhappy about something? Find out how to make a complaint on our website www.residewithprogress/get-in-touch. If you are still not happy, you can contact the Housing Ombudsman about a complaint on 0300 111 3000 or email info@housingombudsman.org.uk. Remember, repair lines are very busy first thing in the morning. If your repair is not urgent, try calling after 11 a.m. Lilac News, separate insert. Winter 2024. News for tenants living in Lilac Homes. Leeds Independent Living Accommodation Company. Page 1. Food do you think you are? Tenants from the Leeds Tenant Chat Group joined the Roots Network for the Food Do You Think You Are event. Image, tenants sat around a big table, watching Cooley, RWP housing manager and member of Roots Network, is on the screen talking. There is paper and cups on the table. There are windows and bunting on the walls. Colleagues and tenants came together to chat about their different cultures and learn more about each other. We had a range of food on offer, including trifle and stroopwafels, Vegemite sandwiches and vol au vents, chicken masala and a cauliflower curry with chapatis, haggis, cucumber sandwiches and parkin, sausage rolls, and cream scones. The Roots Network is a group of RWP colleagues who talk about their cultures to help others understand them better. Sharing stories. Carlena told us that her dad was from Jamaica, so her family enjoyed a lot of Caribbean food like jerk chicken and rice and peas, often cooked by her mum, who grew up in Leeds. Fiona, Alan, and Carl all enjoy a curry, and Andrew told us about how he loves Chinese food. He used to help out at a local takeaway when he was younger. John told us of his travels in France and all the tasty foods he sampled. The best meal of all for John was the full English breakfast on the ferry home. Sandra remembers moving from Lancashire to Leeds when she was a child. We heard that before she made a trip across the Pennines, she had never seen or sampled a kebab. Page 2. Roots Network Art. We recreated the Roots Network logo using our own handprints and some smaller stamps too. Sandra said she would like to learn more about Black history and do some role-play-based activities in future sessions. Image: Tenants Fiona, Alan, Sandra, Carl, Carlena, and John are stood together inside and they are all smiling. There is a white wall with bunting hanging behind them. Alan is helping to hold the Roots Network art, which has their handprints on it in different colors in a circle on a white background with blue around the edges. Image: Roots Network art, which has their handprints on it in different colors in a circle on a white background with blue around the edges. It has the words, "The Roots Network," painted in black on it. Maria's love of knitting. Our tenant Maria loves to knit and sew. She enjoys knitting these fabulous dolls, which are sold at a church to help them raise money. Maria is taking part in a sewing class, learning to make her own clothes. She also enjoys chair-based yoga. If, like Maria, you really enjoy creative crafts, sports, or have another hobby, let us know. You can email us at rwpenquiries@progressgroup.org.uk. We would love to hear about hobbies that you enjoy and share your stories in future issues of your news. Image: Maria with her knitted dolls. Maria is wearing a red dress with a white dot print and is sat on a chair inside. The dolls are different shapes, sizes, and colors, including purple, blue, and green. End of your news, Winter 2024.